It's been more than 3 weeks since Democratic Party leaders endorsed Aaron Wolf to run for retiring Congressman Bill Owens' seat from the North Country's 21st District. Even though he's barely spoken with the media, Wolf says he's been busy meeting privately with local leaders. David Summerstein reports.
Nearly one-tenth of the time before Election Day has elapsed, and Aaron Wolf says he's still not ready to grant interviews or talk about North Country issues in public. But he did say that doesn't mean he hasn't been building his campaign.
I just want to be clear that my relative invisibility in the press has not been inaction. I have been on the road through our 16,000-square-mile district. I've been talking to people. I've been talking to leaders, civic leaders. I've been talking to people from both political parties. But mostly I've been listening.
Republicans have seized on Wolf's invisibility, sending around a cartoon on Twitter yesterday, saying he's, quote, campaigning like he's running for dog catcher. Wolf is a documentary filmmaker who has lived off and on for much of his life in Elizabethtown. He's seeking to keep the seat for Democrats following Bill Owens' decision to retire after three terms in Congress. Four Republicans, including frontrunners Elise Stefanik and Matt Doheny, are also running, as are two Green Party candidates. He says an official campaign launch is coming soon, but he couldn't be specific on a date. In Canton, I'm David Summerstein for WRVO News.
Wolf says he has met with leaders in St. Lawrence County and was scheduled to have meetings in Lewis County today and Jefferson County tomorrow.